Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The question is it just fine or is there an elevation from fine? Because right now, and I'll say it again, they are exactly what their record is. They had a horrendous start. They've been great over the eight of their last 11. But that's exactly where they are.
So
eight and eight now. And here's the challenge, though. And Sean brought this up. And this is why he was so down on the team. At the beginning,
because he's a hater. That's
no, he's not a hater. I think he was being realistic. You start the season 0-5. I mean, the Detroit Tigers, you lose the first two in horrendous fashion. Now you find a way to win the second one or the third game, I should say. But then you're on the road against Cincinnati and Atlanta, and then you have Pittsburgh coming. Or no, wait, who was it? Cincinnati, Atlanta, Kansas City, and then you have Pittsburgh, and then you go on the road again.
Not easy,
right? Against the Dodgers and the Giants. Like when you look at that first 2 months or month and a half of the season, if you didn't get off to a fast start, it was going to be daunting.
Well, they didn't get off to a fast start.
I know.
They recovered from it.
They did recover, but they're exactly where I think a lot of people thought they would be. Kind of 500. Nobody thought they were going to go 0-5 to start the season.
No, I agree. It's funny.
It was going to be splits. Splits here. Maybe you steal some in Atlanta, right? Maybe you do well against Cincinnati. Like, it was just going to be splits. And then let's see what happens when you get to that first real road trip, when you go across the country to Los Angeles and San Francisco and play against the big boys, at least the perceived big boys in the National League. That's the first real test. They've weathered it.
Yeah.
But again, they're right where their record says they are. They're 500.
They have not had a winning streak yet. Think about it. They overcame the 0-5 start by just going out and winning series. But when they got off to the 0-5 start, and this is what led to Sean taking a lot of heat last night, as he should, and a little bit of heat today, I asked a question right here on this radio station, on this show. I said, okay, the Mets are 0-5. Maybe they were 1-5 after they got the win. Will they ever see 500 again? Three of us had faith. Three of us said, yeah, I think they will. Tommy Lugauer had faith. By the way, Tommy, all the Met fans I'm mad at, you're not one of them. I think you have been rather, you know, sort of on my side, if you will.
Measured? No, absolutely. I said they would be 500 by this week. I had the faith of the world. And they don't even have JD or Senga back yet. I'm all good. I think they're a playoff team.
So, is JD coming back?
Well, yes. We'll see. I don't even
see? I mean, I would hope so.
I don't even think about it until he's back. So Lugie was right. I asked myself the question. I said, yeah, they'll get back to 500. I was right. Tiki said, yeah, I think they'll get back. He wasn't as sure about it, but they did. Sean said, no, he takes it out. I appreciate that you're owning the loss.
I am owning it. However, if we get that rain out in Atlanta, maybe I'm still not taking an L, but you know, an L's an L.
Oh, stop. Don't bring up rain out.
An L's an L. Now what, though, Ev?
Oh, here's the now what. I'm glad you asked. So here's my follow-up question, since that kind of prediction game has been settled. Will the Mets see under 500 again? Will the Mets...
Tonight.
Well, I mean, that could happen tonight.
It could happen, or it may not. Or they win the next two and they never see it again. So, Tiki Barber, will the Mets see under 500 ever again?
Of course they will.
Of course they will?
Yes. They're going to go on a three-game losing streak at some point. They're going to dip below 500, and then they'll be back above. Like, this team... You're not listening to what I'm saying.
I'm listening. I just don't agree with
you. My interpretation is that this team is gonna yo-yo. They're gonna yo-yo you. They're gonna ride up the rolling hills. If you're a marathoner, the rolling hills. Rolling hills suck because when you go downhill, you're trying to slow yourself down. You're blowing your quads up. Then you run uphill, you're blowing your hamstrings up.
Jeez,
and eventually you just
what a description.
I'm just telling you, just wear yourself out. Like this, what this team feels like to me. They're rolling hills. Now maybe they get on an energy burst and they just climb one and it's awesome and they pull 10 games of 500, but I'm not seeing that.
Okay,
yet.
You know what? Let me change the question then. All right. When I first asked you about them seeing 500 again, they were five games under 500. Will the Mets see five games under 500 again, in your opinion?
I don't think so.
No. All right, Sean, will the Mets see five games under 500 again?
No.
There you go. He believes. Lugie, will the Mets see five under 500 again?
No.
Yeah, they're pitching too well.
No.
We all believe.
It's because they're pitching well.
Not sure they'll see five games over 500 again.
Well, we'll see. We'll see where that goes. It's tough to say they won't see under 500 again because all they have to do is lose tonight and I'll be in the building and I could just sense that feeling of walking out of Citi Field at 9:45 p.m. and having Loogie tweet out, Evans a mush, they're under 500. But I feel good about where this team's at.